Well, Irish Water this morning have come out with a public statement by way of a press release that has been sent to all of the councillors, will be sent to the media in due course, whereby they are outlining what their position is and they're going to apply for funding to replace the pipe network in Kilcara that is defective. And the next round of funding, that effectively means that there won't be any work done until October, November. And that is the situation as I outlined it last week. I had called on Irish Water for emergency meetings. I called on them to put emergency funding in place. But what they've actually done is that they've doubled down and entrenched themselves and said they're going to wait and they're going to wait on funding in October. And what I'm saying, and I have responded to them, and I've told them that what their response is totally unsatisfactory. It won't be accepted by the community. The community in the Kilcara and Garda Hawke area will take whatever steps or measures are needed to insist and to put pressure on Irish Water that they need to do this work now, not later. Businesses and people in our community cannot do without water for extended periods of time, and Irish Water need to be aware of that. And I reiterate the point that if this were in an urban area, if this was in the city centre of Dublin or Galway or Cork or anywhere else, it wouldn't be accepted. And Irish Water need to be fair with rural dwellers in small towns and villages in northwest Donegal as there would be in towns and cities. And I will be still seeking the emergency meeting. I have contacted them, as I've said this morning again. I'm not accepting this de facto position, sending out emails. They need to put somebody out to speak to the businesses in Kilcara, to speak to public representatives in Donegal, and they need to man up and they need to pull the finger out, and I will reiterate that, and start work to address the problem that is their problem of defective pipes in the ground that is causing businesses, homeowners and others to lose money, not to have a satisfactory service, and that's simply not good enough. And so I'm not accepting. Won't be accepting this lackluster, laissez-faire, lazy Irish Water. When the funding comes, we will do the work. They need to look for the funding and they need to ring-fence the funding and they need to start the work. And then we will be happy.
How likely do you think that they're going to change their stance? How possible is it for them to speed up this process?
Well, it's very simple. If they won't change their stance, we will insist. We will change their... This is totally unsatisfactory. People... The rest of Ireland would not put up with this. We are not going to put up with this in Kilcara and Garda Hawke, and I want to make that statement very public today. I will be speaking to them at a later stage today. I will also be taking an opportunity to speak to the senior executive management team of Donegal County Council and asking them what they can do to leverage or to influence Ireland. What happens if the water goes off for another a few days or an extended period? Our Irish Water saying, you know, you'll have to put up with it until we have funding. That's not a good enough response. If that was in the private sector, somebody would be held accountable, and somebody needs to be held accountable here, whether it is a group of people or whether it is to come up with the money, they need to start the work, and they need to treat the people of Kilcara and Garda Hawke on an equal footing and basis as they would the rest of the country.